The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
What? Stripping?
Yeah! Hey, everybody. Yeah, this is the Dumbfellas Podcast.
Dumb.
And I am Natty Bumper Car. And sitting to my, the way around the clock to my right is
Big Rich. Yeah, yeah. If you go completely around the table, or I'm just right on your left. Right here on
the
left.
Oh, you're right there.
Right here. If you turn to the left, boom.
Did you know I have a crick in my neck?
You got something.
It's so I didn't want to look at you
what
like
happened?
That. And so what I did is I looked all the way around the world, and there you were.
Been around the world, and I can't find my Richie.
But you were right to my left, and sitting to Rich's immediate, I guess.
My left, you're far, 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 far right.
Far, far right.
It's KP Burke, guys. I'm very happy to be here with you. Everyone's doing good?
I've been better.
Natty's got a crink in his neck.
I got a cricket in my neck.
Like a cricket?
Well, I went to Times Square, and there was a cricket in Times Square. And then there was a mouse on a motorcycle. That's right, people. Beverly clearly references here in the podcast.
Never mind. You're right, Rich. This was a bad idea.
Is this the worst idea or the best idea?
With a Natty story, you don't know if it's real to him, or straight from a book.
I've got members of my family who won't speak to me anymore because of the stuff I post on Facebook. Well, just in general, they don't talk to me, but also because of the stuff I post on Facebook, because they always say, it's a lie.
Wow, did you guys really start the show?
Oh, hey, everybody. Who are you?
Wow.
Introduce yourself as the host.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, your host with the most. Don't mean to brag, don't mean to boast, because he's got the best shirt in all of Wotown. Ooh. Give it up for the man, the myth, the legend, the prince of West Orange, Mr. Kevin.
This isn't live, Bumper Car. There's no one to clap.
Huh?
Unless you insert, like, applause noise.
I mean, I have skills. Where's your little doodad?
It's in the car.
Oh.
Car's getting a round of applause right now.
No, you. I think you were.
No, Rich is just breathing heavily. He's just out of shape.
He's trying to get that summer body on.
That's it. He is very tan. He is very tan. You look good.
You've been going to the pool?
No. I've been working outside.
Ooh.
I don't want to get the ladies interested, but yes, I do look like a tan god.
Beautiful.
It's a bronze.
I was going to say a golden god, but
you're like a metal.
Kind of red. Yeah.
You're like a subpar. You're almost not proud to get it, but you'll take it.
This is the best I'm going to do, man.
There it is.
I'll take that.
So you're what? What did Joe call you? A Jersey Irish? Where you're like, I forget what it was. But you're part Irish and part Italian?
Oh, no, that's Jackie Burns' joke. She's Jersey Irish, which means she's half Italian.
Mm. Jackie Byrne?
The sweet Jackie Byrne.
Have we never mentioned Jackie Byrne on this podcast?
Yes, we have.
No, she's been brought up once or twice. She's going to come on and be a guest, actually.
She was under the episode Comics We've Dated.
I don't think that was...
Garifo mentioned it.
I didn't hear that episode.
No, just kidding. We love Jackie. We love Jackie.
Oh, I remember that episode because Garifo talked for the entire 30 minutes on Comics He's Dated because that man...
No, that's not true.
It was a monologue.
That's not true.
Honest
question.
A catalog,
you mean, not a monologue.
That man is
monologue. Just you
that,
talking the whole time.
That guy is a one-person conversation.
Without saying names, has anyone here actually ever dated a comic? Because I've dated two.
You have?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm
no.
going to say I have not.
So I don't have to name who I am when I say?
I mean, I did just change my Facebook relationship status from single to it's complicated with Rich McDonald.
It is, baby.
Oh, no, so wait, when you do your jokes, it's okay?
Huh? When they apply.
Oh, so when I just randomly throw them in, it's not
when
good
you start
thing?
Talking about toasters and snowmen.
Snowmen.
To answer KP's question, I'm not going to give my name, but I've sort of dated female comedians.
That's okay. Interesting, because now a timeline. a timeline comes into play here on a couple of those, which is interesting.
No, it doesn't.
Nope.
Why would we bring it into time for anyone?
This is like Westworld.
Are you worried that you and he were dating at the same time that he was dating some other comic?
If I find out that Rich was Dutch ruddering behind my back, I'm going to be quite upset with him.
And for the children, Dutch ruddering is what?
Natty, explain it.
Well,
he's doing
when
it with his fingers right now.
Sometimes there's a lake, and there's usually ducks on a lake. And so at the lake, there's docks with boats. And so if a duck gets into a boat, sneaks onto a boat.
If he gets this right, I am going to lose my shit. If he actually says the purpose of a Dutch rudder.
That's really all. It was going to be a big story about ducks.
Is it Dutch rudder?
Yeah. No, I was very excited.
Now you're talking about ducks.
I was clearly talking about
fowl.
Duck rudder?
I was talking about... Yeah.
Can we put that
when
out?
The ducks want to get more speed.
I appreciate that you picked up on that. Thank you.
Welcome back to Dutch Dynasty.
This whole joke is fowl.
What was that? Duck
Dynasty?
I tried to start Dutch Dynasty, but then Garifo just went in for the pun.
he's quite punny. He's
a
punny-rific.
Layup, but he slams it down so hard that you have to appreciate.
Like that's like because I'm not tall enough to dunk. I don't have I don't have the calf muscles.
Wait, you're not tall enough to duck?
All right.
You know what it is? Here's the difference between the two of you. Kevin delivers his jokes, his puns. He delivers them like The Rock's music is about to start playing as soon as he's done because he finished his little promo.
Uh-huh.
Like literally, like all of his, every joke I've ever heard Kevin deliver, even on stage, is always him lowering his eyeglasses and raising his eyebrow like The Rock would do. And then the crowd just goes nuts. You sneak him in there where you go for that weird, like, I don't know what it would be.
I'm waiting for people to disapprove of what I said, of what I just said. Like, I look forward to the disdain.
So I had sex with a duck. Who's everybody's favorite wings?
Wait, was that Kevin or me?
That was you.
KP was still saying something mean about me.
When you have sex with a duck,
I don't
everybody wings.
Quack, quack.
You know what ducks do?
Why a duck?
They travel south for the winter.
They ruin your text messages. Autocorrect.
Auto duck? I know what you just did.
Bumper car.
No, I got confused, but then I understood it. What? You guys ever seen Darkwing Duck?
Who are you going to call when you trouble? You call DW?
Oh, wow. Good pull.
Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call DW.
So KP, who did you date?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to that.
Names.
Oh, Katie Boyle, Sammy Stans. That is what it is. Just get it out of the way.
You dated comics.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Katie Boyle.
Katie Boyle's funny.
Rich.
Bam.
So you guys all went meaner than me. That's weird.
I don't know what was just said. Oh, there's some magic coming back my way.
So
KP.
Not even pretending to be a comic anymore. So.
We'll put the Darkwing Duck into our episode with
TV shows.
TV shows. But more importantly, what were you talking about? Ducks, where do they go for the winter?
They travel.
Where do they travel to?
Ducks travel, my friend.
To Brazil.
Do they really?
No.
Are they going to go see the World Cup?
Exactly.
Did
Brazil win?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the World Cup. I know it exists.
Today is June 20th.
Soccer.
Yeah, that is the date,
and there's soccer involved.
I feel like it's too good of an opportunity to sit here and insult the fact. Like we have to kind of just mention that we are getting taken care of awesome too by the staff over here at Brown Bear Pub. Thank you very much.
Yeah, did we mention that? Did you mention where we record
this
our show?
This is the pre-show hang before what, Kevin? What is happening tonight here at the Brown Bear Pub live in the outdoor patio?
It is the third installment of the summer outdoor comedy series at Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey. Beautiful outdoor setup on the patio.
Nice.
You have some special guests coming in. A little bit had to do some shuffling, but we got it done, and I'm looking very much looking forward to the lineup we have tonight. 3 weeks ago.
You do this
when you're listening,
because that's when this is coming out.
By the time you've heard this episode,
but you do this monthly is what I'm getting at. So this
yes,
is the pre-show hang.
So July 18th, I believe, would be the next one. So
okay. This is fun, though, right?
It's an awesome spot.
It's cool because you don't have to travel far to get to the show if you live in the Essex, Passaic, Bergen County area, right?
Very good point.
And how much does this show cost to get into?
Oh, how about free?
Oh, my God. And can you get wings when they're outside?
The best wings in Jersey.
Now, let's talk about this for a second because there's an ongoing debate among the dumb fellows. certain someone, we'll call him KP, is a huge fan of the Wings here.
Oh,
how are the? How do you guys feel about the Wings?
I love them.
I love them to pieces.
To like you eat them in pieces.
I eat these Mises to pieces.
See now you just.
Here's what we need. People besides us to come here, have the Wings, and let us know if they're good. I don't hate them, and the entire Dump That Was cast thinks I'm the jerk. Because I say, they're good.
It's actually everyone who listens to Dumb Fellas thinks you're the
Come on, they know me well. So I need some people to back me up, that they're good. But KP is saying they're the best ones on the East Coast of the United States.
East Coast is tough. But I will say this, Rich. Do you feel like maybe you don't enjoy the wings here because every time you order them, they're actually mozzarella sticks? You think that has anything to do with it?
Mozzarella sticks are pretty good. Top three in West Orange.
Ooh, good point.
Well, I'm new in town, in terms of West Orange, so... I come here. I prefer with the wings to have a nice meaty wing to it. You know what I mean? And then they got a couple killer ass flavors on there. And it's I don't like when you can eat 30 wings and you don't feel full. I feel full after I eat those.
No, you do feel they're filling. I prefer a crispier, smaller wing.
Understood.
That's how I prefer my women.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
With barbecue sauce is what I meant on them.
Natty's married with two kids. Just letting everybody know.
That's true. That I know of.
That's the most uncomfortable line I've ever heard.
All right. So Natty has had two sips of rosé Angry Orchard cider.
Wait, what am I drinking?
And he is cut off.
Y'all, I think y'all know what I'm drinking right now. I'm drinking a little sip of that. A rosé, rosé, rosé. A rosé, rosé. Sorry.
I wish that was the first time I've ever heard Natty do that voice, but it's not. Natty's karaoke song, and I can say he does this to a T. I've never seen it done better.
I've never seen him do karaoke. I'm intrigued.
I'm a monster.
The Humpty Dance. For word.
That doesn't surprise
crushes
me.
Crushes
it. It'd make for better radio to say that does surprise me, and I'm blown away, but it really doesn't. Like, just knowing Natty and his upbringing.
When are we going to do Dumb Fellas karaoke and bowling? And wings.
How about Thursday? How about tomorrow night here?
What are you doing?
They do karaoke on Thursday nights.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, this Brown Bear place really has it all, Calvin.
Oh, wow. It's really hopping.
There's a bowling alley in the basement.
All right. Now, I hate to sit there, but if we are going to talk about Natty's karaoke song, I happen to know for a fact that Rich McDonald's a big fan of karaoke.
Sure.
I feel like people
Toto, Africa?
Would interact. That's where we're going.
Is that where you were going?
No, that's where we're going. I do want to know everybody's karaoke song on this one. I know we talked about having a topic, but I am immediately intrigued at the natural conversation that is leading us to.
Well, I want to hear Kevin's, because I know, for those who don't know.
No, we're not going there.
Kevin has an incredible voice.
Is Kevin's a wrestling song?
No. Mine is, although I
am a real American.
That's what I was going to think.
What'd you say? I missed it.
Real American.
But there was one time, I think I was out in the city. It was either a work thing or after a show that maybe you and me went in, Burke. And this woman, a girl, a chick, played Shawn.
A lady?
Shawn Michael. A dame, if you will. A broad.
Some broad.
Zaba zaba.
Some dame played Shawn Michael, sexy boy, in the jukebox. And I lost my shit. And I was like, hey, dame. Would you fucking marry me?
Who is that?
That was just me. That was my... I've been binge-watching Sopranos.
There you go. Take it easy.
So I thought that... I thought that was the love of my life, but I have no balls and I didn't talk to her. But anyway, my karaoke song, if it's a duet, is Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow, Picture.
Ah, that's a good one. Now, do you have a duet? Do you have it's a chick in mind?
No. Me and my... Like, years ago... Rich knows who she is.
Uh-oh.
No, just a friend. Off air.
Wait, you say she's just a friend?
But she's got what I need.
You say
So we would sing that because she would have a karaoke machine at her house. And it was like a bunch of West Orange people would go and hang out and do that. So that was that. But if it's not that, it's probably some stupid Maroon 5 song. Probably This Love or Sunday Morning probably is the go-to.
That's a great song, actually. I will get misty-eyed thinking of my days in Jacksonville when that one comes on. However, saying Maroon 5 made me think of my all-time favorite cringeworthy joke.
Oh.
All right.
Is it My White Castle? When I
it was a comedian. I'll give him credit for it. The guy's name is Kurt Allen down in Jacksonville, Florida. He had a joke where he goes, He had a lisp too. He was a funny guy. But
that's hysterical.
Say,
Why?
He went to prison.
R.I.P. Oh God.
Oh yeah. No. He went to prison, then got out, and then got into comedy because that's how little our form of entertainment has to add to the world. But he had a joke, and he used to get up there, and he would be real aggressive with how he had a head Planet Earth shirt on, and he'd have piercings all over his body, shaved head, covered in tattoos, and he'd go up there, and he would say the dumbest puns, and one of them was he went up and he goes, "What do you get when you crawl three bloods with two Crips?" And someone goes, "What?" And he goes, "Maroon 5." And people used to like slap their knee down there to it, and I would just sit there like, why did I write about being adopted? Why am I looking into my soul for comedy when I could just say Maroon 5?
That sounds a little bit like Lucidi. Is that your Lucidi voice?
No, I was about to say, it sounded like Forrest
Anyone
Gump.
Anyone outside of the Tri-State area.
Well, this guy did a...
sounds like Adam Lucidi doing Forrest Gump.
We did a roast of this guy when he left, and I played his retarded son, and I did that voice for him.
How long was his second bid?
That's outstanding, man. That was a beautiful thing. So, all right, so you got I like your karaoke songs on that one. Can we go back to Rich on this now or no?
Oh,
I think Rich is the main event. Yeah, I think because Rich.
Off.
I mean, I don't want to big it up, so you got to come correct.
Well,
but
hey,
I do
hey,
feel
what's
like
yours?
Well, the two people that I can sing in enough tune with where it sounds okay is I go super low on Springsteen and Eddie Vedder. So it's Pearl Jam or Springsteen if I'm doing that. But the one where I'm having fun is I've never known I was getting laid until halfway through. I did
I did karaoke.
It was Grease. You're the One That I Want, and I did it with my ex girlfriend from a couple of summers ago. And in the middle of that song, I was just sitting there, I was like, I'm gonna fuck this girl in my car in the parking lot,
and then the car is gonna fly away into the. And then you're gonna have your arm around him while you're.
Oh yes, indeed.
Sandra Dee, no, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
I have, the crush that I have on her.
Now?
Now.
All right.
Like, so one of those songs came on, Xanadu came on the other night. We were driving, and...
Didn't she fall off a boat or something?
I don't know.
I think she had her husband killed. Somebody told me.
No, yeah. He left. He pretended that he was dead.
And then he fell off a boat.
But then, no, but he wasn't dead. He, like, he resurfaced at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope his new name was Sandra D somewhere.
Sandra did not die.
Oh!
All right.
Womp womp.
Now, what
me.
Is it about Joe Carney that scares Kevin into silence on all the other podcasts?
He's a very large man.
He is. He's been working on it, but he's, huge. So, wait, what other songs do you?
Well, I went with my Eddie Vedder.
We were speaking about Sandra D.
Oh, but that's not my song. I mean, for karaoke, it's 100% Humpty Dance.
Humpty
but
Dance.
I don't know. Like 70s big rock ballads?
ABBA?
No. Like
who here
rock.
Can hit the highest note, though, out of any of us? Cause
I can get pretty high.
My falsetto is ridiculous, by the way.
Oh, really?
Throwing that out there.
That's what I've heard.
Like you know how Conan O'Brien does his...
I do now.
It's really scary what just happened.
Yeah.
What I know, I was so, we were driving back when I was listening, and Xanadu came on, and I had my little Invisalign on, and I had Queen's Greatest Hits on, and I was able to hit higher notes than normally I could, and I was just like, ooh, Invisalign, what have you done to me?
There you go.
I was very excited.
Well, Maroon 5, the guy has like a girl's voice. So, look, you gotta have a high register to hit those notes, my brothers.
Wait, who's that guy?
Adam Levine.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
What do you ever do to you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Except for bang a million hot broads.
No, but remember when he
okay
ditched
that.
Dating one Victoria's Secret angel to start dating another Victoria's Secret angel?
I think it was during the runway show.
Yeah, he walked out with the wrong one.
He walked up with one and then walked back out with another one.
Russia, that's too cold in the winter. I'm going for Brazil.
Oh. All right, so BRFJ. That's actually, that could have been a great transition to our topic. But we still have BRFJ. That is short for Big Rich from Jersey. For his go-to karaoke song. And listen, Rich, you spend a lot of time. I mean, you used to love the nightlife. You used to love the boogie.
That's all very true.
So I'm sure you've done many a karaoke
ventures. Many over the years.
Let's go. Let's hit us with it. Because, like, to know Rich is to know how much is probably like.
I've won a karaoke contest.
Did you?
Really?
Yes.
Was there a stage show involved?
It was at a
Starlight Pizza,
a Hawaiian Polynesian restaurant.
Oh wow!
Where
like
was
a
this?
Tiki bar?
I want to say Carney or one of those one of those restaurants on the river, like Upper Carney, Harrison, that area.
Oh, so you made it sound like you had traveled.
No. But I have been around. I've traveled many places. But for this particular one, I won it. I can give you pretty much any Johnny Cash song.
Ooh.
Yeah. But the one I use to bring down the house is Mack the Knife.
All right.
Yeah, I go all in.
I'm an asshole. I don't know it.
Those are safe. Those are safe plays.
Mack the Knife is, remember from, yeah, McDonald's did a riff on it for a commercial.
You've heard it.
It was like a big moon face guy.
Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy.
When the clock strikes.
God.
Half twist, will be.
He's born in 87.
Pearly white. When that's something.
That's off the beaten path, so I could totally see why that works, because that's off the beaten path.
Well, it's off beaten path, but it's
everyone older than you knows that song.
It's perfect for the Northeast.
Well, now I'm trying to remember who
everyone
Don't Worry, Be Happy guy is.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. He's from Jamaica, isn't he?
You know what I always get confused? Bobby
right,
Darin.
Cut that part out.
Bobby McFadden and Darren Patterson. Those are the three people I always
really? That's an interesting list that I don't even believe.
So I've done quite a few karaoke's in my day. Those are the two I rely on. A couple others I'll throw in there.
Oh, go.
Don't Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
There's a guy
anything
here,
where I can do a British accent.
There's
I
a guy here at every Thursday they do karaoke at Brown Bear, and it's the same, like literally the same two people every week.
Right.
And it's the same song every week, and one of them is Don't You Forget About Me.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So, Rich, if you
I
came
do it
in
better.
And they had started that song, would you push him away from the microphone?
This guy's pretty good.
No, I let him fail, and then I do it right.
No, you know what it would have been?
You can't do that at a karaoke.
No. I'll tell you exactly what it would have been. It would have been. They would have made eye contact, and the guy would have tossed Rich a mic, and then they would have sang it together.
Oh, I love it.
I like that. That's a good, you're the one that I want. That's a good duet.
Yeah.
We almost did that. I think we did do that for our fifth grade talent show.
Did you win?
Huh? I don't remember if we actually did it or not.
No, I got set back a year. It was weird.
Yeah. Sixth impressed. Grade was not the one that they want, that I wanted. All right, awful. Cut that out, Daddy.
No, that's a great, that's a great joke, because... You know, it was like...
Because it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Man, traveling back in time. What about traveling to other countries?
Smooth as a baby's chest.
If you've ever seen a master segwayer.
If everyone hasn't figured out who's listening to this podcast, what our theme is for tonight, it's segways.
Yes.
Those doodads you stand on and roll around on town.
I was waiting for it. As soon as you said that, I just realized you were going into the technology realm.
Uh-huh.
But if we were going to talk about travel, which I thought is interesting, everyone here has traveled outside of the continental United States at one point or another, right?
Natty's been to Georgia.
Is outside of West Orange, does that count for Kevin?
Kevin's been to Livingston.
They got a good mall. Well, they used to have a good mall.
They still have a good mall. I mean, it's not great, but it's there. It's right next to a Shake Shack.
Food court stinks.
It's all right.
It does. It's no good.
No.
But they do have a Popeyes.
They have two Auntie Anne's.
Yeah.
The whole mall is about 100 yards long, and they have two Auntie Anne's.
The best part about that mall back in the 90s was the KB Toys.
Yeah, KB Toys.
I used to work at KB Toys.
Look at you.
That's shocking, Nanny.
It's Georgia. okay. Travel. Who's traveled out of the country? Grifo.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, not obviously, but I've been to Canada. I guess we're kind of.
Obviously, I've been to Canada, people.
Listen, if people know my wrestling background and how obsessed I am with Bret Hart, you would know that I've probably been to Canada a couple times.
You trained in a dungeon.
That's true. That's very true. Montreal, Quebec.
That's still Canada.
I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But it's French Canada. Dick.
All right, this is the same.
Or as they would say, El Dick.
How old were you when you went there?
I was in high school. I forget what year. I think it was senior year because I was 18, and I was able to drink, and it was fantastic.
Oh, your first drink.
On my high school field trip.
Good.
How did you? Oh, your high school, like your whole high school.
Yeah,
went?
It was like a music band trip. So we went, and I forget, the hotel had a bar up on the top, and it actually, like, spun around.
Oh.
So it was like really, really cool. And like we weren't supposed to break curfew, but we were rebels and we did. But that's not the story I want to actually talk about.
You also weren't supposed to break kayfabe, but you did that too.
I always break kayfabe.
Wow, Nat.
Natty with the wrestling reference.
Natty, that was an insider line I've never heard you say.
I know things.
And they would serve beer like everywhere in Montreal, like pizzerias, like.
Sure, it's 18 a drink, right?
It was, and so like they would let us off for like free time in between like concerts and stuff. And then the best is like we had this like kid. He was, and I'm gonna go way long on this because I want to talk about another story. But we had this kid who was a year younger, who wasn't 18, and he was socially awkward. But the guys, the staff, the teachers trusted us, me and my group of friends, that we wouldn't get this kid into trouble.
Sure.
And this is right my infancy of drinking. I just started drinking right around this time. And the kid got so messed up, they wouldn't let him perform on the concert.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we did get in trouble because we said that he wandered off, and that was that.
I can't fathom
a dog?
Kevin Grifo.
He was. Like, he basically was a dog.
I can't imagine a Kevin Grifo who, before you drank. Like, what?
I didn't start.
What did you do with those other 22 hours of your
high school party? Like, high school parties I never went to till I was a senior. Like, ever.
Weren't invited or just didn't go?
Didn't go.
Wow.
Because I had an older brother who had friends in West Orange High School who would have parties literally right across the street and would invite me. And and I wouldn't go. I would rather stay home with my two other geek wrestling friends and play video games all night.
What video games?
So much has changed.
Virtual Pro Wrestling 2. It was a Japanese game.
Was it on like SNES?
N64.
Okay.
So, nice. But anyway, wow. The craziest experience that I thought I would never have was when I went to Portugal.
Whoa.
Yeah. My old company that I worked for, that was our retreat because our main office was in London and our office was in New York/Jersey City. So Portugal was like equidistant from both countries. So that's where we went. And we went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came back on Sunday. And yeah.
I remember these pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
This was in the last few years.
And it was so awesome. Because you had, like, maybe, like, 5 hours of actual work, and then the rest was do whatever you want. And, but the thing was that, like, everyone went out, like, sightseeing. Like, I didn't do anything in Portugal that I couldn't do in West Orange, New Jersey. Like, I didn't go sightseeing. I didn't go, like, we went to the beach one day, and I saw the ocean. That was it.
All right.
And
Did you go into the ocean?
Dip your
toe? It was freezing. Because this was in September.
You were in Portugal, and you're like, oh, this is great. It's so great to be in down neck Newark.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Let me go to the bar.
Isn't there an airport near here?
So, yeah. So that was it. Flew. It's just so, like, I kind of regret it. I wish I had more time. Or I wish I just didn't sit in the hotel the entire time.
So you had enough time. You didn't take advantage of it.
Didn't take advantage. You really didn't, though, because, like, we flew in on Thursday, and we left on Sunday. So we got...
You could do a lot of damage
That's
in 3
like
days.
But one day is all conferences and work. So then the only day that we really had to do stuff was...
Like Saturday or something?
Was like but that was all like team building exercises on the beach. So like we did like a couple hours of that, and then we went... There was a couple bars like a half a mile down.
For the record, this company folded within that fiscal quarter.
No, they're still... I don't know how they're still kicking. But honestly, it was the best place I ever worked at. Happy hour every Friday, trips... City karaoke Christmas parties.
Nothing about
really?
Teamwork or a positive environment.
No,
just like,
it was absolutely amazing.
Or pride in the product.
Oh, listen, man, we were boozing on the job the whole time.
I will never shit on that company because it was honestly the best place I ever worked, and I wanted that job for life. So anyway, that was depressing. So, but Portugal was amazing. A lot of hot dames.
Yeah, glad you got to go to Portugal.
A lot of them are Portuguese.
Well, it's because that company had that fake positions. Women always hold attractive women always get fake positions.
What does that mean?
Yeah, no. What does happen?
I'm talking about the games
you don't,
in Portugal.
But never mind. In Portugal, I thought you were talking about at Gray's. Okay.
The Portugal girls.
I probably. We'll talk about how much.
Say the name.
Huh?
You didn't want to say the name, did you?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't work there no more.
They don't work there no more.
I was going to say.
But they might rehire them.
They'll never rehire me.
Okay.
Not after hearing this podcast.
No, but I wasn't the only one. It was like me and like three of my degenerate, like my boss.
Doesn't make it right.
And we would like, the resort was great. So like there was a pool that was awesome. So I was able to. I mean, that was that. The same thing when I went down to Orlando. Not out of the country, but I didn't do anything in Orlando other than wrestling that I couldn't do in West Orange. Pool, bar, that was it.
Talk wrestling.
They have Cracker Barrels down there. No, they have Waffle Houses down there. You should have gone to Waffle
House. We went to some bootleg Hooters. I forget what it was called.
Rich's ears just perked up.
No, I'm trying to think. I know names of many different establishments.
It was like 20 minutes outside of Orlando.
Well, I don't know him specifically.
That's out in the sticks.
Find out.
Berkey, where you been? Well, you've been in the Navy, so you've been
everywhere. I was going to say, my story's a little bit different. Before I joined the U.S. Navy, I had been up and down the East Coast, Maine to Florida, pretty much every state in between. But I'd never really gone west at all. So when you join the Navy, they send you out to Chicago. So I lived in Chicago for...
Great country.
Yeah, compared to Jersey, it might as well be a whole other country, man.
You're actually right
just
about that.
Cute Polish girls saying, excuse me. It's like my favorite thing in the world. But I got stationed out there, and then I got stationed in Jacksonville, Florida for 6 years. And while I was there, the only time I ever served overseas was when I was sent to Dubai. I lived in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, for about 4 to 5 months.
When you get there, do you have to say Dubai? And when you leave, do you say Dubai?
I pictured the David Spade SNL thing. Dubai. Dubai.
I like that you were stationed in Chicago because that's where the Navy is most needed, right? Lake Michigan?
It's funny.
Lake Michigan, we might get invaded by the Canadians.
Do you know there was a battle
out
there?
With all the pools of blood that are over there, they need ships to swim in.
Do you know there was a battle?
Pools of blood.
Jeez.
There was a battle on one of the Great Lakes on the old school. It's one of the old school Navy battles. It's pretty funny, man. But they centrally power, like, it's so weird they put them all in there because it used to be Orlando and San Diego were the other places to go to boot camp in the Navy, but now it's all
San
run
Diego's
out of.
Good.
Well, it would have been great. I had friends that got stationed out there. But when I was down in Jacksonville, the only place that I got to go was with my my last unit, which is boots on the ground. So we did land-based security in the United Arab Emirates in, where did I live? It was Dubai. Jebel Ali is where I lived. So we were right in the, we weren't in touristy section, but we were like where the housekeepers would stay, that kind of a place.
Yeah. Nice.
So it was billion-dollar cars, right? Billion-dollar cars. Everything was... like out of control. The lower your license plate number is in Dubai, the more important you are.
Ooh.
So the king is number one. The king's son is number two.
One.
Yeah.
Wait. So if you were boots on ground, do they call you Boggs?
I mean, they haven't. It's. I mean, you got to be nice to us. We have guns while you're saying these things.
Well, Boggs isn't That's bad. And then my other question was, you were stationed where, Jebel Ali?
Well, it's so the United Arab Emirates, right? But then I was in Dubai,
UAE, all day.
And then I was in, UAE, absolutely. And then Jebel Ali is the part that we were in. But we went down to, where the hell were we not supposed to go? Wherever the palace is down there. My buddies all went to go see Wyclef Jean, which I thought was interesting. It was Abu Dhabi. That's where we went.
Oh,
Abu
is
Dhabi.
He from New Jersey?
Wyclef Jean?
Lauryn Hill is. I know that.
Lauryn Hill is, yeah.
Wyclef Jean might be, too. He might be from Newark.
I feel like he might be, but
I think
don't
he is.
Know.
I always got the vibe he was actually from the islands, though, like a Haitian kind of a thing.
He might reside in Newark. Or he
I don't
used
know.
To
I just, I
Naughty
like
by
I
Nature's.
I don't know. One of those shithole countries.
Really?
Not 'cause I hate you.
Stop it.
I performed with them. That's a topic for another day.
Another
anyway,
day?
Go ahead.
Most famous people you've performed with.
Nah, so I lived in, but I lived there. You have to live in a hotel because you're not allowed to build a Navy base over there, which is kind of cool. But when we got finished over there, on the flight back, I got to stop in Germany for about 3 hours while we jumped on another plane. And you've never seen a happy hour, or what would you call more
you've
a power
never truly
hour?
Been embarrassed.
They like to drink.
Yeah, no, a power hour of you're getting out of a dry country in UAE. We all found booze right away. That's the first thing you do. The Merchant
How?
Marines.
That intrigues me the most.
Okay.
That's not just the whole.
Was it like an amazing race type
that's
of
That's not
thing?
Like the whole like alcohol thing that everyone makes fun of me for drinking. That honestly intrigues
no,
me
totally.
How you find it when you.
Totally. So it was weird because. You can get access to it in Dubai, but you can't. We were not allowed to as a U.S. Military service personnel. So that was the rule when we got over there. Was the last unit had fucked up too bad, and they were like, getting into fights and stuff like that or whatever. So they said no alcohol was the policy for the first 90 days when they got over there. Guess who got over there around the 80th day? That was when I got over there. And
KPB.
Well, you make friends with people. So the Merchant Marines, the guys that were doing the guided escorts in and out of the harbor for, they're like, oh, what do you guys need? We go to the liquor locker out here. And guys would just pick up vodka. And it was mostly hard liquor. Beer was hard to come by. So we used to just chug Jack Daniels and stuff like that all the time. But the schedule was 4 on, 2 off. It was beautiful. So what happened is we'd get the hell out of, we had a really good time while we were there. Don't get me wrong. But so the first beers we were really having was when we got to Germany. And, the U.S. military goes all. It was Leipzig, I want to say. Leipzig, Germany. But we got over there, and people, we were allowed 2 beers each. And a bunch of my friends were like, people like, oh, I don't drink or whatever. So like, I started pounding their beers. The line to buy absinthe was insane. I bought absinthe and I brought it back over, but I got tanked on the plane ride. And then I remember my one senior chief. That's when we realized that I don't have a mean bone in my body when I'm drunk. I just smile a lot.
And suplex people.
That's true. Or tear my ACL.
Or try to, yeah.
I maintain if Joe Carney would just take better care of himself, I could have